This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Does everybody have something in their brain that they think is a cheat code for life? Because there was a Reddit thread. Like what? What's your cheat code?
This is something that I'm working on. I don't do the best at it.
So we're already putting a disclaimer on it.
Well, so it's important to separate work and personal life. And
Jesus,
our job is very, we share a lot of our personal life at work, but I don't want to take that home. So if I have like a little coin that I have with me while I'm working, and then I just like leave it in my car, and that's my work. I don't bring it inside. That's my like
Does
little,
that work?
I'll let you know.
When did you start to say like the first day of it?
Literally,
Shut
yes.
Up. You can't. Yes, we're yes, talking about cheat codes that work. Like
well,
I want.
Okay. Maybe.
So she found a coin in the parking lot.
Aaron,
it's a good one,
like,
right?
No, it, like good. I thought, I know, I like it.
It's brilliant, and I just wanted to hear.
Well, like, you, the can results try, of you can it, try. You can try it too.
No, but the whole point. What I was thinking we would do is have people call.
Yeah.
With their cheat codes that actually tried, true, tested, real. And you're like, I think if I just have this coin represent work. But like, you haven't done it yet. Did you read that somewhere?
No.
So you just made that up?
No.
I like it because it's a physical, you're actually like leaving the work. You're telling yourself.
And you're putting in like the actual intention of, I am leaving this here.
What happens if you make it inside and then you reach in your pocket, you're like, oh crap, are you just going to fling it out the front door? Like,
no, go take it to where it belongs.
You're just going to take it back and go, okay, this stays in my car.
Yeah, wherever. Have a designated space for it.
I don't hate that.
Thank you.
I just wish you had results for it.
I'm so sorry.
My cheat code, it's not a cheat code. I stole it from a book.
Okay.
But habit stacking is everything.
Habit stacking.
The cheat code for life is stack a habit. So
what does that mean?
What do you want to do? You want to start doing air squats every day? Is there something where you're like, man, I wish I just worked out every day?
I'm trying to work on my flexibility and stretching.
Okay, there you go. What do you do? I guarantee you, I don't know if you make your bed every day. Do you make your bed every day?
I do.
Okay, do you make your bed at the exact same time?
Yeah.
So take something you already do every single day, no matter what,
mm-hmm.
and just stack a habit on it. So it's like, if you go, I want to do 100 air squats, but I'm not sure where I'm going to fit them in my day, fit them right after you do your bed, or right after you brush your teeth, or right after you just, like, the cheat code for my life is I've just stacked everything on something I know I'm going to do.
Which I get, but do you get to the point of, like, your life... Every day is just the same routine over and over.
That's the point.
But that can get bad, no?
No, if they're healthy stats.
It would get bad for me, I feel
like.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I have that, like, I have to do that thing, that OCD.
That's exactly what you want.
Or, like, is...
That's what you want. But,
there's movies where it's bad.
Like what?
I can't list them. I don't know what they are. But, like, I'm picturing you're waking up at exactly 7:03. You're doing it. Like, when it becomes to that point.
No,
isn't that
I don't
bad?
Think it has to be about that, but it's like, if you want this to be part of your daily routine, like I take a certain number of vitamins and stuff and I'm like, but I want to take it with salt. So I just have this thing that I stack in. It's like, I brush my teeth while I'm like, I make my bed, I brush my teeth, I do this. And then I walk downstairs, I make my salt water, I put all the vitamins down and you're just like, before, because I used to just come down and like go, well, I'm going to start prepping the show and I'll remember my vitamins eventually. And then you don't. You never circle back. So it's like, if this, then that. then that, then this, then this, then that. And it, like, before, and like, if you crave brushing your teeth, if you really want to brush your teeth, do the thing that you don't want to do before it, like your air squats or 100 push-ups. I know you were doing like push-ups every day. Mm-hmm. It's like, I hate the way my mouth tastes in the morning, but I won't let myself brush my teeth till I get my push-ups done.
Okay.
So you can stack the habit after or before.
Interesting.
Something that you're definitely going to do every single day.
Okay. I like it.
I've done mine and it works. I don't have some magic coin that I found in the book.
It's not magic.
It will be magic if it actually works.
Yes.
I will say this. If you can leave the cesspool of audacity
yeah.
on that coin in your car
that'd be nice.
Every day. I just want a picture
your
from
poor car.
Yeah,
just all night. He's just like doing in there,
burning. Just all right. So if you've got some sort of cheat code to life, I mean, this is kind of feel goody, so it's weird yeah. for us. If you've got a cheat code that's kind of got the dark side, that'll probably help you. But like, we want to know your life cheat code. 303-222-5423. That's the text line. That's the phone number. That's everything.
I have a couple. I drink a lot of water. That mm-hmm. has been like life changing for me.
I recently learned that like alcohol is not the adult drink. The adult drink is water.
It sure is.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other one that really feels like a cheat code is flossing.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds stupid, but for a long time I've talked about, I didn't go to a dentist. I didn't have insurance and all that stuff. I took years off and I went back and they had to do deep cleaning. I had to go back for a second time for them to finish. My gums are bleeding, all this stuff. And I just decided like, I'm just going to do what they tell me. I'm going to brush, which I was brushing, but I never floss. And now I just get the flossers. That's part of the cheat. The cheat is the flosser sticks, not the string. I like that.
Yep.
And then now I go to the dentist and it's a breeze and they go,
Your cleaning takes like 15 minutes.
Exactly. And they're like, wow, you're looking great. And every time I get to do, you know, you guys tell us to floss, if only we'd all listen, huh? And they all laugh. And then,
and
you
then
get
he
to
comes
do that
in
too.
Here and he tells us, and then I want to throat punch
and he's got
him.
These
and
cute teeth. And yeah. It's just, like,
just floss. It's like they're telling you the truth. They're just, hey, brush your teeth and floss, and the dentist won't suck anymore.
My cheat code for flossing, floss sticks in your car.
I do that too. Yeah. I like it.
When you're just driving down 225 or whatever, it's like, every.
Mm-hmm.
Like while I'm driving, I'm just flossing. I'm flossing and driving, mm-hmm. flossing. Flossing.
All right.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Every day I'm flossing. Every day I'm driving.
I'm learning driving to mind flossing. My own business.
All right. If you've got a cheat code, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are looking for your cheat codes to life.
Yeah.
I kind of need to throw up right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to respond to
that. Well, I don't know what's going on with me. Like, I feel like I'm like super achy and ugh. I'm kind of shaky or whatever. And I have a Zofran sitting right here. That, mm-hmm. And Aaron's like, this is a weird little adjacency to cheat codes. Because like, basically Aaron's like, put that Zofran under your tongue right now. And TX like, go down to the bathroom and puke. And I'm trying to figure out which one of you has the right cheat code.
Which one's the devil? Which one's the angel?
Because it's like, which is a better thing for me to do
if
right
now? If you got
to
puke, get it out of you. Get it out. Something's
I
in you that you
I have never been able to make myself barf.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't either. But the fact that you... You said that you burped and you taste Brussels sprouts.
I tasted a meal from yesterday.
That's where I am kind of like more on T-Hack side. Because
it's
like,
didn't eat Brussels sprouts that right. meal.
Where it's like something is not well in there.
Correct.
And mm-hmm. it's just sitting. So get it out. Like get those toxins mm-hmm. out.
Yep. Just touch that little thing. It's just begging for you.
The uvula?
What is your cheat code for barfing? Is that what you do? You try to touch
it? I do
it.
Yeah. If I have to.
Do you use something or do you just use your hand?
No, just my hand.
Oh my God.
My fingers are dirty. Enough that's usually grosses me out. It gets me going pretty
I've
fast.
Never done that.
I don't know
ever.
How to tell you guys.
Sometimes
this.
You have to. It's like I'm not making light of any other like so like making yourself. It just sometimes you have to get it
so
out of you.
We're gonna I've knocked most of the
let
people.
Let me do it. Get over here.
Let me just say this. All the people who were on hold have now hung up.
Okay.
Because they don't want to talk to the barfer. Cecil still wants to talk to me. Cecil?
I'm here.
Yeah. We're here. What's your cheat code?
So my cheat code is anything you do in life, whether it's with people, traffic, anything, expect disappointment, and you will not be disappointed.
That's brilliant.
It is,
because if you expect disappointment and
you'll
get
never be
it,
let down.
You got what you expected. Mm-hmm.
But I hate that because I have high standards. No, I don't. Yeah. I'm lying. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, positive internally, I'm very positive, and I always have a great outlook. But then if I go out into the world, I'm like, well, traffic's going to suck today, and it's not that bad. If I go out there and people give me the bare minimum, I'm like, well, that was great. It's better than what it could have been.
Mm. Okay.
I like that.
I love that, Cecil. Just as long as we have you here, should I make myself barf?
Or should he take a Zofran?
Should I take a Zofran? Which would you do? If you didn't feel well right now, would you go make yourself barf or would you just try to ride it out?
Well, it depends what made me feel bad. If it was because I was drinking, I would go barf. But if it was, right. Then I would fight it with medicine.
Okay.
He's a smart man.
Yeah, he
Thank
is.
You, Cecil.
Very well measured.
But so,
you think he was expecting to be disappointed by talking to us?
Well, he wasn't. So
yeah, we let him up.
Nice.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.